Good morning. We are hardwired for story. In fact, I believe we would not have survived as a species were it not for stories. Our ancestors, 100,000 years ago, shared stories with one another about things that enabled them to survive, about what to eat, how to stay safe or escape wild animals, or even how to make fire. Those stories, told long before language was written down, passed along from generation to generation. The people who survived were the ones who listened and learned, the ones who understood the meaning in the story and put it to good use. In this way, stories are literally in our DNA. There is even scientific evidence of this sort of learning being passed down in the genes of animals. Birds, for example, who know the route to migrate, irrespective of whether they've been shown by another bird. What is instinct really, other than the gift of wisdom of our ancestors written in our deepest cells? What makes stories powerful? Stories hold human attention. Stories are understood. Stories make sense in a way that other narratives do not. Stories are remembered and easily recalled. Like you, I've grown up with stories. Children's books and family tales being told around the kitchen table. Funny stories and cautionary tales. Myths and religious lessons. Fairy tales, both ancient and modern, have shaped my understanding of myself and the world. I'm so passionate about the power of stories that I started teaching classes in my home for people who want to write their life stories. People come for a variety of reasons, but most are interested in leaving something for the people they love when they pass by. They want people to remember them. We focus on a different theme each week, and over the course of these 10 weeks, the six people I've gathered around my table change. They get closer to one another, and their relationship to their own story shifts. Stories that have plagued people, tormented them with sadness, regret, remembered pain, are changed just by the process of writing them down and sharing them with others. Writing our story, putting our own experiences in the most familiar and comforting of forms, is deeply, deeply satisfying. Sometimes our story is not what we thought it was, or what we've been told it is. Have you seen those commercials about genetic testing on TV? The guy who thought he was Scottish with the kilt and the bagpipes, who then learns he's really Italian? Or some of us have been told that we were a boy, but it turns out that we're a girl. People have been told one story, but it turns out there was another story, and it changed how they felt about themselves. We can tell stories that change the way we feel about ourselves and others. What's your story, and how can it change the world?